You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
You.
What else?
We're sorry.
Sorry.
Hey, who's sorry now?
Jeff. Song.
You know, I got WMDX 92.7. I got to say this, and I don't know where this comes from.
What?
But the supposed happiness that we have each and every morning, the fact that we're not grumpy and, yeah. You know, our mouths aren't, you know, tied together
engaged.
With cobwebs.
Yeah.
I don't understand how we sound awake, perky, and ready to go in the morning. I don't get it.
You think we do? You think we sound perky?
Yeah. Well, I think so.
Really?
I think so, too. I mean, what time do you guys even wake up? I wake up at 4, so I have a long time.
4:30. About 4:15.
4:15, yeah. So we have a couple hours in there where we, you know, start moving and grooving. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Put on some music and start dancing around your apartment?
Yes.
Moving and grooving.
Yeah,
well, okay. Do you have Sirius FM?
I do, yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and when I'm also in the shower, I tend to groove and move as well. So,
well, that's...
I don't want to hear about your shower
antics. That's a pretty picture.
Okay. Well, happy Monday. Well, yeah, we're happy and perky here in the morning.
No, I shouldn't be. I had like 3.5 hours sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
I could not sleep last night at
all. Yeah.
What they did, we have a regulated air conditioning unit. So when there's a high draw in the area, they cut our air conditioning off.
What do you mean they cut your air conditioning off?
MG&E, my supplier of electricity.
Yeah?
Yeah. So they have a program where if you volunteer to have a limiter on your air conditioning unit, and they are allowed to turn it off in high draw times, like yesterday, very hot day. They turn off certain areas of the air conditioning units.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that. Huh. And they did that yesterday. Now, you don't know this is happening, right? So it gets to about, 77 degrees in the house. And, you know, we're all just, you know, freaking out.
Roast.
What the hell is going on here? We usually have it around, you know, 72 or 4 or something like that. But 77, wow.
That's a little toasty.
And it never really cooled off overnight. Oh. So it's down to 75 right now. It's not that's not enough. And
it's
I couldn't sleep. I can't sleep in hot weather. I can't do it.
I understand. I'm the same way. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really uncomfortable. You have these gigantic vents.
It's an old house.
Well, I know, but the vents are huge.
Yes.
And when that thing cranks, it must crank really well.
Got central air, but it doesn't go upstairs very well.
No.
It doesn't make it. The circulation is not good upstairs.
Cold air sinks.
So I end up starting. I go to sleep on the couch downstairs to begin with. And then halfway through the night, I wake up and go upstairs.
Mm,
yeah.
Yep.
So that's fun.
That's cool. I used to fall asleep in the theater seat, and I'd get up and I'd go to bed.
Yeah.
And that, of course, has changed ever since we do the morning show.
Dom, how do you, you sleep okay?
I sleep perfect.
Yeah?
I sleep, yes. And I tend to go to bed very early, too, at 9 o'clock, and then I wake up at, you know,
9 o'clock,
4 o'clock,
really?
Yeah. Okay. It's every day.
Well, that sounds healthy.
Okay. Well, we were all at the Atwood Fest over the weekend. That was a lot of fun.
Did you go yesterday? It was way too...
Yeah.
You have a real low threshold for heat. How did you manage it yesterday? I didn't go because of that.
Yeah. I helped out just a little bit yesterday. I helped to get everything reset in the morning.
Yeah.
And then took most of the midday off and then came back later in the afternoon.
Jeez.
Yeah. But the first day I was there much of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was terrific bands, man. I mean, the music was
really
great.
It's just a lot of fun going to Atwood Fest.
And a lot of people.
It's really a must-see.
It was your first Atwood Fest.
It was.
Right,
it was awesome. And like you were saying, Gordy, the bands, that is what made it. Because I was stage crew, so I was actually with them, talking to them, and it was such a cool experience.
Yeah.
I would recommend anyone listening to go next year.
Yeah.
I recommend it to any Gen Z.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get my kids out of the house so we could go see some groups. Because once you go to a club and you see a group, and it's likely you like the group.
Yeah.
That it just all of a sudden turns something on inside of you where you just want to go see or discover new groups instead of seeing the great success ones that you normally buy tickets online for.
And especially here in Madison, there's a high degree of musicianship here.
Yes.
Always has been since the 60s, really, I think.
Yeah, and in general, there was a lot to do there, too. Yeah. Like, there was three stages. It just wasn't just one stage.
Right.
Bunch of vendors, bunch of food places to go. I mean, it's just, it was perfect.
Of course, the backside food that we have access to.
The backstage food?
The backstage food. Yeah, that's right.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was really, really, really
thanks
good.
Thanks to Rocker.
Yes.
And his wife.
Yes.
And for
they
putting
really
that
know
all
how
together.
To set it up. Day after day, they just do such a fantastic job.
It was terrific.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see Triple M. Where did you see the Triple M booth?
Yeah, they were stuck
on another side?
On the other side of the parking lot.
Okay, that's
there.
Probably why.
Yeah, I talked to him over there. I said, where's Kitty? Where's Jonathan?
Yeah,
no,
well,
they didn't show up.
They're afraid. You know, we're in the best of Madison. I don't know if they are, but
they sent a couple of interns.
I shouldn't have brought that up.
They had a couple of interns.
Did they really?
I talked to them. They were very nice. I said hello.
Well,
that's great.
I mean,
I said, say hello to Kitty for
that's
us.
That's what we do. Yeah. We talk to everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the same business, and we feel sorry for everybody who is in the same business. So,
well, I don't know. I don't know if we feel sorry for them.
Well, I know you're
they
a little
know
more
what
bitter.
In for.
You're a little more angry about it. But well, we talked to Rockin' John
from Wart.
Yeah, Wart's tent was right next to ours.
Yeah, and that was terrific.
And not only
he's
that,
he's been there forever. Man.
But he was there, and the morning guy in direct competition with us, he was there too. He said, "I think we're in competition."
Oh, really? I didn't realize that was him.
That was the guy. I don't know who it is.
Morty or what is?
I don't know
name of their.
I don't know.
Wilbur and Morty.
I don't listen. I only listen to this show.
I don't know. Funny how it works.
But
out
I told
way.
Him. I said, "Hey, no big deal.
Yeah,
you know, we're in the same business."
Yeah, yeah. May the best morning team win. Hats off to everybody.
I don't know if that's
going to
work.
Okay.
Even if we lose, then the best one didn't win. Okay, so we had a backstage pass. Doug is asking about that.
Yeah,
St. Francis.
Yeah,
and Matt, he's on the line right now. So
We met. I met Matt.
That's right, you did.
Yeah, and so did Dom. Is that Matt on the line? Good morning, Matt.
Hey guys, it was nice to meet you at Atwood Fest. I had a good time. A little too much to drink, a little too much to eat, but how it goes. Nice to meet Dom. He's a lot younger than I thought.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
just a kid.
Made me feel old.
Well, you were a celebrity, Matt. It was awesome to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys, and I love Civic Media. Thanks again for your support to the community.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk today. I wanted to mention this Mehdi Hasan.
Yes.
1:20 debate/interview with all these fascists who are. I think they're all white people, I would assume. But it really shows the morals of these people, the lack of morals, and how they were perfectly fine with these deportations and ruining people's lives and the destruction of the country and the end goal of having this, technocratic white-led country,
Yeah, we played some of that last week, and I don't know if we still have that cut, but
it was quite a long cut, but... We played a few cuts from that, and
that's
really
an interesting show. What's the name of that show?
That's Jubilee.
It's Jubilee?
Yeah.
I thought that was the name of the channel. That's just the name of the show?
Well, that's a name. It's Jubilee. I don't know if it has a name.
Okay.
But I think they name it, rename it each time they have a debate.
It's like 20 verse whatever. Yeah. It's always in the title.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Yeah. So it's on the channel Jubilee.
Okay.
It's great stuff. Yeah. I'm glad you saw that. Good stuff.
But how do we counteract that? Because it seems like they now have an online community amongst each other spreading this hateful ideology that started with Peter Thiel and Elon Musk and their philosophies that are spreading. And
I don't
gotta fight back with the truth.
Now I walk around and I feel like they're all around me, these fascists.
Well they do. They do
more of them than we thought. Yeah.
Well, they reverse it. They do reverse it. They feature some of those right-wing fascists and surround them with liberals and progressives and pro-democracy individuals. Yeah.
And that's the way to do it.
You might have missed that. You might have missed those. they do exist, and they're pretty funny to watch because, you know, a lot of times these right-wing fascists do not have answers. They just create scenarios and what-ifs.
Yeah.
And
good point.
That's how they
it's
live.
Very imaginary.
Yeah. Yeah.
They delude themselves into these fairy tales.
Stuck in the echo chamber. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Matt.
Wow. Hey, Matt, I'm sorry I didn't meet you, but, you know, one of these days, you know, we'll run into each other, you know, probably in a jail cell someplace.
Deportation.
Deportation camp. Yep. Okay.
All right,
have
Matt.
A good one, guys.
Yeah. All right, man. Great to meet you. All right. Do we have time for Would You Rather?
We do. But really? we also have the Mehdi Hasan cut, too, if you guys want to listen to that.
Oh, we could listen to it next.
I think we should listen to it, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to
let's dip into
right
it
now?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to do it right now,
let's put our big feature after the break. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
I'm in a room full of, I don't know what to call you anymore, conservatives, Republicans, fascists, I don't know. Are your parents Americans or immigrants?
No, my parents are United States citizens.
But they're immigrants, you said.
No, they came here as immigrants. However, but
so they
I
are
want to
immigrants.
Make the claim that we cannot
I came
even,
here as an immigrant. I'm
but
an immigrant.
At this point, when they came, the United States
economy.
People
aren't happy with the way this is going. First, fourth, fifth, 14th, 22nd amendments.
Those
are my amendments that I came with
I'm
today.
Trying,
if you don't want to debate them, just say so.
Are you supporting, like, raping innocent women? Nuns, dude. Killing priests? I mean, priests don't brandish guns and kill
you
people.
You just refuse to condemn the Nazi Holocaust, my friend. I don't think you're in a position to ask anyone any questions.
I said that one pardon against somebody?
It was 1,600 pardons.
Okay.
600 of those were
yes,
people
one,
charged
one
with...
one example that you just gave me.
I can give you more.
Okay,
should I keep going?
Fine.
Shane
and
Jenkins.
And I'll say the exact same thing every single
then
time.
Then your argument will fall apart. When was the Islamic Republic of Iran founded?
1979.
When was Gaza occupied by Israel?
67. 67, yeah.
So, can we do the math together? 12 years before the Islamic Republic of Iran mm-hmm. existed,
yep.
Israel was oppressing, occupying, dispossessing the people of Gaza. So your argument makes no
I'm
sense.
Further,
neither
right.
of us are economists. It's the economist
studies. Don't assume who I am.
Are you an economist?
I could be.
But
right.
are you?
I could be.
Are you?
I'm not going to tell you.
Are you?
I'm going to major in economics, right?
Are you an economist?
No, not right
okay,
now.
Okay, so when I said neither is economist, I was correct. Just everyone here uses an iPhone designed by an immigrant, is on Gmail
fair
designed
point.
By an immigrant, is
but,
what is on a YouTube show.
But
you
this
guys
is,
all came to a YouTube show
yeah.
founded by an immigrant. You wouldn't
fair
be
point,
here
but that's
if it
a tiny minority.
So you all love immigrants, whether mm-hmm. you like it or not.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
So a little
good stuff. And he really
there.
Knows how to answer a lot of these questions and a lot of ridiculous comments from these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Mehdi Hasan on Jubilee.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Hey, that sale continues for a few more days. The 4th of July sales continue through the end of the month, which is, you know, just 4 days away from here, 3 days away.
Yeah.
So you can transform your bedroom into a haven of relaxation with Verlo Mattress. Their adjustable bed frames are still on sale. Check them out, Madison's East Side or West Side, or go to verlo.com. Back with more of John and Gordy for a Monday morning after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. A little Steve Miller band,
yeah,
way back when.
The old days. 6:23, and it's cloudy this morning. A few scattered showers working their way through Madison downtown here. It's very cloudy on State Street, a block off the Capitol. They do have a heat advisory posted for today. Highs right around 90 this afternoon. So the heat continues today and tomorrow, and then hopefully we'll get a little bit of relief by midweek.
Did we have Brittany back again this week?
I don't think so. I think she's off.
She's off for a couple more days.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Because we, you know, it was a beautiful sunrise, but it means that there was a lot of smoke, I believe, from Canada or something like that, right? I mean, that's what it would mean.
I guess.
Having, like, this bright orange sunrise.
Right. Yeah, climate change has its advantages. You know, more beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's
wonderful to see the pollutants.
It's gorgeous.
Through the haze. Is it time for Would You Rather?
I think it is. We don't have Pam today.
Oh,
so,
that's right. Yeah, she's up in Canada or Alaska or
somewhere.
Yeah, she's traveling. Right?
Yeah, it's one of those tours.
Yeah. We got to do a John and Gordy tour somewhere.
Well,
can we set that up with a travel company?
Sure.
In the UP or something, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe Alligator Alcatraz. We can see the sights
that would
the
be
swampy areas
trip
of Florida.
Sure.
All right, let's play some
Hit
Would You
Rather. Hit the music,
Jamie.
What are you doing?
All right, there we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay, let's wait.
Wait
for the echo.
Gotta wait for the echo. Echo.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? All right, come on.
Stuck in the echo chamber.
This is how you do it in the morning. All right.
Okay.
Would you rather shoot spaghetti out of your fingers or sneeze meatballs? Which one would you rather do?
Spaghetti out of my fingers.
Spaghetti.
I don't know.
You can snack at any time, really.
But meatballs, you can snack at any time, too. Just sneeze it out and start eating it.
Yeah, that does not paint a pretty picture at all, my friend. No.
Maybe I said that wrong, but I don't know. I would sneeze and eat meatballs.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. I love meatballs. Way more than spaghetti. I'm not a big fan of pasta in general.
It's the delivery message.
Aren't you Italian? No?
I'm a fake Italian. I am Italian, but I just don't like pasta. I don't know.
Okay.
Something about it.
That's healthy. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Is there another question?
There's another question. Okay. Would you rather win an Academy Award or an Olympic gold medal?
Oh, Academy Award.
Yeah. We're
up for one. Right. We made a little movie.
We've made incredible performances on these podcasts.
What about you?
I would do an Academy Award, too. Right. That was an easy one.
Oh, is that it?
That's all it is.
I forgot we just do two of them.
Just two of them now. Yeah, we'll go simple.
Hey, there's a new poll question up on our WMDXradio.com page.
No, that can't be right.
What? Isn't this the one you put up?
Is this the one?
If John and Gordy could fit a few more stories into their jam-packed morning show, what would you like to hear more of?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yeah, that's it.
You
got all upset
here.
there for a minute.
Well, I saw a different question. I mean, I didn't see the block.
Okay.
Answers. Blocked answers.
So again, if John and Gordy could fit a few more stories into their jam-packed morning show, what would you like to hear more of? Mm-hmm. Here are the answers. I mean, it's a multiple choice.
It is. Four choices.
In-depth, hard-hitting political criticism that could land them in Alligator Alcatraz. That gets 14.3% so
that's
far.
That's choice one.
Okay. Choice two is media, movies, and tech info. That's got 28.6%.
All right.
Okay. All right. Constant reminders to buy things at the Civic Media store. Where's the... Oh, here it is. I'm trying to find the mouse. Okay. Constant reminders to buy things at the Civic Media store. That gets 0%. Wow, okay.
Well, we got to work on that one.
Or more of life's bitter curb, your enthusiasm moments from John and Gordy. That gets 57%.
Wow.
So 57.1%.
All right.
You can take the poll at WMDXradio.com. Okay.
Well, you know, this weekend I used the EV sparingly. I charged it up on Friday, the space car.
Yeah.
And I charged full charge on Friday. And then I didn't use it. And then yesterday I took it out for a spin and it looked like Oh my gosh, I lost like 50 miles
of charge?
Of charge somehow.
And
I was freaking out. I thought, is it the heat? Is it affecting the battery? Am I losing power because of the heat? And so I'm writing it down now each and every time I get out of the car,
yeah,
how much I get out of that that battery charge.
Interesting.
This morning,
yeah, what did
I gained 40 miles.
So, well, how is
so somewhere along the way, that yesterday, it started up wrong or just took a wrong reading, and now I'm back up to over 300 miles.
That's
from the charge. But
sure, now, it's working right.
I feel better because I thought, oh, the battery's just going, gone in hot weather.
Hmm. You know, I think I'm going to drive myself to the Brewers game tomorrow, just in case. Because
I don't think we're going to make it.
We better have a backup vehicle ready.
Yeah.
So well,
have we agreed to use the space car?
Well, that's up to you. But I think I'm either way. I'm taking my car.
I'm going separate too. I'm going separate too.
So yeah, we'll take three different cars.
So much for the.
What if your car craps? We're all in your car, and then we get halfway there, and then it just stops somewhere.
The battery
doesn't seem to be working correctly. I don't know about,
I gained it back.
Just put a lot of doubt into it.
Everything is fine.
You threw a monkey wrench into the whole deal now.
All right.
Okay. It's 29 minutes past the hour. And when we come back, Idiocracy, right around the corner. We got a fresh batch of Idiocracy.
We got some.
To get out there.
We got a lot of stuff coming up this morning.
We'll be right back.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me just kind of preface this here. I have 18 stories to get to this morning.
That seems like a lot.
18. Yeah, I did a lot of prep over the weekend. Even after going to Atwood Fest, I still put 18 stories together. 18.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing because, no one wants to come onto our show right now. We have got no guests this week.
Really?
We put a lot of requests
out there. They're turning us down.
Everyone's turning us down.
Wait till we get that award, boy.
Okay.
They'll be singing a different tune.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put a lot of weight on that thing. I'm sorry.
Listen, okay. We won't know. That's the thing. We won't know till the end of September.
I know that's
we
way
even
too
get
long.
Award,
I, by that time, I'll have forgotten and moved on. So
we're in the top six, and then they pick the top three, first, second, and third. We don't know what we don't know. But we do know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family owned. Jim and Sarah will do a terrific job for you. Call them at 608-249-4077. They're helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. They've helped out John Peterson. They've helped me out, and they can help you out, too, if you have hearing problems. Yeah. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Take an initial hearing test there, and then go see him at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center.
All right.
Congratulations to our winner. You know, it's National Water Park Day, John, today.
Oh.
And we have a couple of winners of our Chula Vista prizes.
That's a great place to go for this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have and the Chula Vista Resort includes the water park passes four.
Yep.
And we had a couple of winners over the weekend at Atwood Fest. Damancia Star, I hope I'm pronouncing that somewhat correctly, and Karen Miskeman will be in touch with you You have won the Chula Vista Resort gift certificates.
You do a great job of mispronouncing names.
Thank you. All you got to do is just go for it. Because, well, look at the scribbling on here.
Well, no, I see it.
You know, penmanship's important. I'm watching it. We need to get people back into writing, you know, either printing or, you know, just not making up their own cursive letters.
They write a lot better than I do.
Really?
Yeah, I can at least read that.
Anyway. Congratulations to Karen and to Moskaman.
You can't pronounce the name. That's all. It's not the way they wrote it.
What would you say that is?
Denancia.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think that's an N or an M? Never mind.
Hey, can I just mention here that there's a new Skechers store in the West Side?
There is?
They're not paying me for this.
Wait a minute. There is?
Yeah, they have slip-ins.
Oh, man. I want to get the slip-ins get me a
are
pair
really
of
nice.
Them.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Get you a pair of those.
Although, where is it?
I wish they had more tie shoes that you can slip into.
Really?
Kizik is something I order online. Same thing, slip-in shoes, but you can tie them really tight, make them real nice and snug, and then still slip your foot in. So it's a Kizik, and they're really, really nice shoes.
Where is the new Skechers?
But the Skechers is out on the West Side, I believe, right off Mineral Point Road, D'Onofrio. I'm not sure, but in that area.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So
I got to check them out.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's something to check out.
That's not an endorsement by John Peterson.
No, it is.
Not an official endorsement.
It's just a shopping tip because I'm a consumer advocate here.
You are.
I'm looking out for you.
You're amazing.
Okay. you know, I got to say this thing, you know, Trump came to an agreement with the leader of the EU.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And supposedly, you know, maybe I just live in a different universe than everyone else. But when she announced that they came to an agreement that there was this deficit between the countries, European Union and the U.S., and there will be now a tariff of 15%, abroad, 15% tariff on all the stuff coming from Europe into our country,
right?
And for some reason, that's something to celebrate, right?
Well, they went from 30% to 15%, so I guess that's a celebration.
No, that's the old switcheroo. I'm really angry about this. Like I'm going to be happy with a 15% increase in the price of goods from Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we even start celebrating, then they seem to be celebrating this. Okay. The rest of the European countries have to vote on this before it passes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, these little parts of the story they never
details. Details.
What? I know.
Just sign the papers. Well, the best part about it is Trump forgot his hairpiece. He's got a bald patch. It was really evident that somebody forgot it or left it back at the White House or something, because there's all kinds of pictures on the internet. It's like, whoops.
Yeah.
There's a great big bald patch on the side of his head. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So that to me was the highlight.
The problem I have is that we're not finding out what we had to give up, what the U.S. has given up.
Yeah.
Well, is it just all these deals are one way that Trump is right that there was this deficit between us and the other countries?
They're just a distraction from the Epstein files. That's all it is.
And by the way, the
sign the papers and
the pharmaceutical part of it is part of this deal.
Yeah.
And the pharmaceutical part, and this is another fantastic idea, which makes me steam. Okay. So what Trump is doing, he's trying to lower the prices of drugs in this country. Remember last week we played the cut where he's going to lower prices by 1,000%.
Right, yeah.
And that means if you are getting drugs anyplace, you'll get money back and the drugs. That ain't a bad deal. So anyway, this was their plan from the beginning. We don't talk about it enough. Mm. But in order to bring these prices down in our country, they have to raise the prices in Europe. So we have to make them pay more for their drugs because they're already selling them for a very low price. And if we matched their price, we would have really super low drugs in this country, and they would too. But what he wants to do, he wants to raise their price up so we don't have to lower our price as much.
My head hurts just thinking about this.
What a deal, right?
Yeah, big deal for the big pharma.
They pay more, and we pay just slightly less.
Okay.
That's not a deal. That's not a bargain.
Nobody wins.
So anyway, okay, that's not, well, that's the first story in Idiocracy.
Okay.
What the hell? Let's call it what it is. Really stupid. My
God. Bad
idea.
Bad idea.
All right.
What do you got there?
Right wing media show host Joe Concha. I never watched this guy at Fox, but he urges CBS to cancel Stephen Colbert immediately to save face because Colbert is stepping out and he's saying some pretty nasty things about Trump.
Yeah.
And now here are these are the people that took that high road and said, you know, the government shouldn't be telling people who to be canceled and who shouldn't be. It's cancel culture. Remember that kind of rose up out of this whole idea of the government stepping in saying, you know, you really shouldn't post these people online. They're lying. Cancel culture, censorship. So now they're the ones. Now, you know, they took that. Well, you know, this is we feel like free speech. That's what we're all about, the MAGAs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, they're asking to be the censors.
Mm-hmm.
They want to take people off the air. They want to take what's a talk show during the day?
The View?
The View. They want to take that off.
Yeah. Really?
They're going after
they're
going after everybody now. But they're the ones who took the side saying, we can't cancel people.
Yeah.
That's cancel culture.
Yeah.
And suddenly they're part of the cancel culture.
Yeah.
Right here. This is true censorship.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We have Joe on the line. Joe, congratulations for making it on Tom Hartman the other day.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. But it can't compare to you guys.
Thank you.
You are the funsters. You are the funsters.
Thank you, Joe.
I wanted to return to the issue of tariffs. I didn't realize this, but apparently large tariffs have been done only three times we have smaller size tariffs all the time, 1%, 3%.
Yeah.
But these honkers like this, we've done them in 1828, 1930, that rings a bell, and 2025.
Yeah.
And as somebody was saying, we only do them only every 100 years because we need that amount of time to fall away before we forget.
how bad they are.
Right.
Yeah.
The tariffs of 1828 were described as the tariffs of abominations, which I thought was really bad.
We should pick up that term
good
again.
Good title.
Yes.
And as I note that apparently GM suffered losses in the second quarter this year of $1.1 billion. It's a 35% fall.
Yep.
And they are unhappy, very unhappy, because we have been previously in an international economy where you buy steel from here, you buy other things from there. And by putting these tariffs on, they have really taken it a big hit. Again, $1.1 billion hit, 35% fall in the second quarter.
Yeah,
so
they're laying people off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bad news. So I just wanted to add that little bit to the discussion. Thanks as always, you funsters.
All right.
Take care.
Funsters.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Yes.
All right. And, you know, they're trying to have it pull what?
Just going to mention 608-879-8255
is
the number. Okay, go ahead.
You know, they're trying to have it both ways, you know, with ICE and immigration. MAGAs love it. In fact, they just love watching the videos of people getting hauled away, you know, separating from their children outside of kindergarten. Dad's trying to pick the kid up, and they're dragging him out of the car.
That's sick.
They love watching these videos.
That's sick.
And I've seen a few of them. They're heartbreaking is what they are. But now they love seeing that, but they're trying to have it both ways. You know, now they're like picking certain immigrants that they're going to defend. Okay, here's the perfect example. Yes.
What?
Representative Chip Roy says he's going to bat for one immigrant in his district he believes to be a good guy.
Oh.
So when he's running for office again, he said, you know, I believe we should get rid of the illegal immigrants in this country,
but
I'm defending some of them, and
so case by case basis.
Both ways.
Yeah,
he alluded to what he claimed were collateral arrests, meaning people who were simply in the vicinity getting arrested and put into these camps. He says, He's here legally at the moment. Actually, he's got a green card, Roy said. I think he's deserving of potentially being tracked, or, on track to be a citizen, and he's got some things that he has to deal with. These are human beings. You can kind of address these things, and they're human beings. No kidding, man.
Yeah, really?
I mean, we've been saying this all along. They're all human beings, not just the ones you picked out to be the good guy. Mm-hmm. And he says, as members of Congress, we have room to do that. Yeah, well, you're not doing that. And this saving face thing that you're doing is not working for me, and it shouldn't work for anybody else.
Right.
So they're trying to have it both ways.
Of course they are. Yeah, that's how it works. It is 6:48, this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com.
Our promotion guide, Doug, in St. Francis says it's a John and Gordy tour, St. Francis.
Oh,
okay.
Good idea. We'll work on
it. We'll try that.
Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
If you wanna wake up, gotta fill up your cup, coffee.
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 Wanna stay up late? Simply
I don't think Tom even knows. Do you know that cut?
No, I've never even heard of it. I was wondering.
Hope it didn't get lost.
Well, now it's somewhere.
It's there. Somewhere there.
I don't know how it's described in the, in your list over there, but this is John and Gordy, WMDX, and I want you to keep listening, because we got a lot of great stories this morning to get to, and no guests, so it's solid stories, back-to-back
stories. It's a freewheeling Monday.
It is.
We've got a few scattered showers this morning. Looks like those are moving out, and then it's just going to be hot and humid again. 90 degrees, heat advisory in place, and that's the way it's going to be for today and tomorrow. Hey, you could win a pizza party with John and Gordy and Sugar River Pizza. We are still taking entries. We've done a couple of these so far. We've got another one lined up for this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And you can enter, too. Just go to WMDXradio.com and look for the banner that says Win a Pizza Party with John and Gordy with Sugar River Pizza. And, of course, Sugar River Pizza has been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. So have we, John and Gordy. And the voting is over, but we're still celebrating the nominations, and you could win a pizza party for you and your pals at work. We're doing this at workplaces around Madison. So get in an entry, WMDXradio.com. We're going to continue to do this through August at least.
All right.
And still plenty of chances to win a pizza party at your place. Okay.
All right. We're watching on CNN Trump talking about Gaza.
He's in
and,
Scotland.
And talking about Bibi and the agreement they have. And he's encouraging Bibi to continue doing what he's doing. And Bibi's denying that he's starving any of the people in Gaza. Of course, we know that is absolutely untrue.
Yeah.
It is disgusting what we're seeing online. We're seeing video of this.
Yeah.
It's devastating there. I want to play something from former U.S. Special Forces Lieutenant Colonel. He's telling the BBC about what's going on in Israel and the war crimes committed by Bibi. So let's listen to this cut right here.
In Gaza after he retired and left, he says, when he saw American colleagues and the IDF killing civilians. The soldier is Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar, a Special Forces veteran of the U.S. Army's Green Berets. He's in Washington. I spoke to him from a spot just near the Gaza border.
I witnessed the Israeli Defense Forces shooting at the crowds of Palestinians. I witnessed the Israeli Defense Forces firing a main gun tank round from the Merkava tank into a crowd of people, destroying a car of civilians that were simply driving away from the site. I witnessed mortar rounds being fired at the crowds of people to keep them controlled.
As a professional soldier with a very long career, what was your professional opinion of what was happening?
My professional opinion of how the sites were established was what I would describe as amateur. In my most frank assessment, I would say that they're criminal. In my entire career, have I never witnessed the level of brutality and use of indiscriminate and unnecessary force against a civilian population, an unarmed, starving population. I've never witnessed that in all of the places I've been deployed to war until I was in Gaza at the hands of the IDF and U.S. contractors.
Based on the knowledge you have, do you think that you were a witness then to war crimes? I think you're saying that very emphatically.
Without question, I witnessed war crimes. Mm. I witnessed war crimes being held by the Israeli Defense Forces, without a doubt, using artillery rounds, mortar rounds, firing tank rounds into unarmed civilians is a war crime.
People can resist hunger for a long time, but in the end, their strength ebbs away and deaths can rise exponentially. And that is what seems to be happening now in Gaza. Israel insists its forces have not targeted civilians. Now we have eyewitness testimony to add to the considerable evidence that they've done so as a matter of routine. Jeremy Bowen, BBC News, Jerusalem.
And they have done that. And yeah. And I did see one video, and I was hoping that, you know, it was just not a real video. In other words, it was maybe a different situation, a different time, a different decade. But, you know, I saw like a 14-year-old boy that was just gnarled up, skin and bones, and died.
Right.
And it was just, it was just unthinkable.
It's awful.
That they're
awful.
Letting something like this happen.
It's a humanitarian crisis.
And you think the guy in charge of the most powerful nation in the globe would do something or say something to stop all of this. He's actually just saying, you know, BB, do what you need to do. You know, you got a handle on this. And listen to this track from Trump here. This is cut 149. This is his point of view on it. Listen.
They pulled out of Gaza. They pulled out in terms of negotiating. It was too bad. Hamas didn't really want to make a deal. I think they want to die. And it's very, very bad.
Are you done with
and it got it got to be to a point where you're going to have to finish the job. They really, they asked for things. Don't forget, we got a lot of hostages out. So now we're down to the final hostages. And they know what happens after you get the final hostages. And basically, because of that, they really didn't want to make a deal. I saw that. So they pulled out, and they're going to have to fight, and they're going to have to clean it up. You're going to have to get rid of it.
Yep.
Clean it up.
They're going to have to clean it up.
What is that?
Finish the job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess he kind of does want to start his building projects in the Gaza anyway. So
yeah, really? That's going to take a while. They're going to have to put that off for a while.
This guy is a psychopath, and he's in charge of this country, and he should be trying to stop this.
Yeah.
This has been going on for over a year. And people have not talked about it because they've been accused of being anti-Semitic. Well, it's not anti-Semitic. We're trying to stop this incredible, incredible assault on unarmed civilians.
6:59. We'll be back after a check of news and weather with more of John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.